Now, we began last time in the 18th chapter the trial of the Lord Jesus. First of all, he was brought before Annas. We have no record of that trial. He was the religious high priest, and he was a conniving rascal if there ever was one, satanic to the very core. It's my judgment that he planned the very trial of Jesus. Then our Lord was brought before Caiaphas to make legal, and of course it was nothing in the world but a mockery, the trial of the Lord Jesus, for they had already predetermined his death. And then we found that they could not hand down a death judgment. Caiaphas, his was a religious court, and they determined there to bring him, therefore, before Pilate. And then we saw that Pilate came outside to the judgment hall that was outside. He listened to their plea. Immediately, he wanted to get off the hook, if I may use the common colloquialism of the street. But he found out immediately they wouldn't let him. He said, "You take him and judge him," but they said, "We want the death penalty." And he couldn't quite fathom all that was taking place at the moment he called Jesus inside and asked him. He said, "You really are not a king, are you?" And then our Lord explained to him that his kingdom is not of the world in the sense it'll be in the world someday, but it doesn't come into existence the way kingdoms down here come into existence, through war and political maneuvering and that which takes place in the sinful hearts of man. And therefore, it would be altogether different. And then Pilate is puzzled. He says, "Are you a king?" He said, "Yes, I am a king. But you would not be able to discover it, neither others," because Pilate even then asked the question, "What is truth?" Then he took the Lord Jesus back outside, and he said to these religious rulers, "I find nothing to accuse this man of. There's nothing that you could bring a death sentence against him." Now he says it's been the custom at your Passover feast, and it was a custom to release a prisoner. Now he says, "How about releasing Jesus to you, and that will settle it?" And of all things, these people cried out for Barabbas, and he had already made the contrast between the two. Shall it be Jesus or Barabbas? And he didn't dream that these religious rulers would urge the people to demand that Barabbas be released. There was too much of a contrast. And believe me, now this man Pilate is startled. He'd like to get away from making a decision. And it's quite obvious that that's the thing that he wants to do. He doesn't want to make a decision against him. So he takes Jesus on the inside. Now, may I say, as I suggested last time, that we wanted to see that this man Pilate was definitely trying to escape making a decision. He actually was on trial and not Jesus. Now, will you notice, first of all, we have here that Pilate was assured of the innocency of the Lord Jesus, and he acknowledged it at least 7 times. He said, "I find no fault in him." Pilate was willing to release him, according to Luke 23:20. And then 23:22, he says, "I'll let him go." And then in John 19:12, we'll come down to that in a few moments, Pilate sought to release him. And then in Acts 3:13, it says Pilate was determined to let him go. Now, Pilate was urged earnestly by his own wife not to sentence him. And we find that he actually endeavored to bring about his acquittal. He urged the Jews to judge him themselves. And he sent him to Herod, only for the Lord Jesus to be returned back to him. Then he asked for Barabbas to be delivered and that Jesus be released. Yet in spite of all of that, Pilate did give sentence that Jesus should be crucified.